Death will never be swallowed up in victory in that case. Death is always present. Death is always being reinvented every moment, forever. It's being revisited. And it is, death is alive, so to speak. The living death of those who are the inmates of hell. It goes on and on. And this is not the doctrine of Christ. It is a perversion. You know, and I listened to a teaching once by someone, you know, and I don't know the provenance of this, but that in the ancient times, there were several schools of last things, of the judgment of God, meaning that believed what happened when you die for the wicked. And there was one, the Roman school, which most people are familiar with, which taught that after death, everyone lived forever, contrary to the scriptures. And that they would be tortured forever and ever, like the Greek myths of Tantalus and other such things. And then there were other schools in the East, some that believed the reconciliation of all things, and others that believed that destruction was the end of the wicked. And I've made it clear what school I belong to. And I believe it is the most accurate view. But those other scriptures that people's minds go to, we're going to cover them all, because we're going to cover all four Gospels, as well as the book of Revelation. And if you study it with me the whole time, I hope they'll be able to paint a complete picture of what the teaching is. Because people approach the scriptures with assumptions, and the assumptions are not necessary. We want to go to life, eternal life. Because God, right now, as Paul says, God only has immortality. That's from the book of Timothy. I think it's 6:16. God who only hath immortality. No one else is immortal. You do not have an immortal soul. Your soul is mortal. You are like, your soul will die. Unless God intervenes and makes you immortal. Unless God swallows up mortality of immortality. That's the teachings of 1 Corinthians 15. I just taught that not long ago. Go listen to 1 Corinthians 15. If you want a preview, go listen to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. The end portion of that. Verse 15, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. For do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you will know them. Let's read the rest of this little section here, verses through 23. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Notice that it is those who do God's will, those who are the doers of God's will, whom he receives. Not every one that calls me Lord. And people say, well, if thou shalt confess with your lips and believe in your heart, then you will be saved. True. But those are not the only qualifications. And he didn't follow up and say, oh, and this is it. But let's say that's all you ever do. All I ever do is confess with my heart and believe in my lips. Right? I confess with my lips and believe in my heart. Actually, I like the way I reversed that. Maybe there was a spirit of God. Confessed with my heart and believed with my lips. Think about it that way. But our heart is deceitful. A man may say to me, I believe in Christ, I confess Christ, in my heart I believe God raised him from the dead. That's good, because if you really have faith in that, you will go from faith to faith, and you will go from righteousness to righteousness. You will add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, and to temperance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. You will add to your faith, if you have any faith at all. But as Jesus said, To him that hath shall be given more, but to him that hath not shall be taken even that which he seems to have. There are many people out there who seem to have faith, and people want to assure them, oh, you're saved, let me pat you on the back, you're saved, let's do it again, one more time. Okay, repeat after me, I'm a sinner, I believe you died and rose from the dead, and I believe in my heart that bad thing. And now, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Good. Now you're saved. That's it. Finished. That's what they do. It's just what they do. And that's what's going to cause people to come up to Christ and say, they say, Lord, well, here's the Lord Jesus. Lord, I call you Lord. I've called you Lord practically my whole life. And you're my Lord. And golly, I've done many wonderful works in your name. And you know what's funny is some people take this and say, see, works can't save you. They didn't believe. Of course they believed. Are you kidding me? They believed and they did works. They believed and had works. What is it about them that's missing? I'll tell you what, it's what they do. It's what they do. Because I swear, it's funny. Because Christians out there, they say, oh, it's by faith alone, but they still try to do many wonderful works, don't they? They try to build churches, because they know that there's some sort of element of works that they ought to be doing, right? And they know that it's like that God works in them to do his good pleasure, right? But they don't seem to understand what his good pleasure is. They seem to think his good pleasure is building bigger churches, sending out more missionaries. The hypocrite, first cast out the beam that you could see clearly. They've neglected their own salvation and begun to work, never really becoming a Christian. To do the will of God. This is how you manifest the children of God and the children of the devil. 1 John 3, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. I'm the chairman of I'm the leader of the Association of Evangelicals. Well, gee, I'm doing some very important work.